Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome back to Match of the Bay. Now we're going to be starting something a little bit new today. New year. And I suppose we can still talk about it because, you know, it's only the second week of January. But we have got a few new faces to the lineup of Match of the Bay. We still got the good old producer, Mark.
Hey there. It's January transfer window time. We're bringing in the signings.
Oh, my God. You're so smart. That's why you're on here.
It's literally the only reason.
And I know that you might like this because it does pain you every single week spending a good hour with me in the studio.
It's tricky.
We've got two new girls.
It's going to be a struggle.
Two new girls.
But I'm going to be okay with it. I'm going to be okay.
I think you'll be perfectly fine.
I think I'll cope.
I think you'll be fine. So I'd like to introduce my first guest because we've got two thirds of Match of the Bay at the moment. Like, we need the full team, right?
We do.
But unfortunately...
Just waiting for the medical to be passed.
Unfortunately, she's in Dubai at the moment, living life to the luxury. So today, introduction to Match of the Bay is Natalie Parker. Holly!
Hello!
How are you?
I am good. I am so excited to be doing this with you guys. I absolutely love this podcast.
Oh my God.
So this is like literally a dream signing for me. Passed my medical and now I'm here.
Oh, I'm loving
this.
It.
I feel like we should have done one of those awful Twitter like new signing reveal videos.
I should have.
Oh my God.
There's still time.
Yeah, who knows? By the time you listen to this, we may have got our fingers out of our asses and created that.
Yeah.
I'm getting the eyes from them now. Apparently, I am creating that over the next week.
Yes, new transfer.
Somehow.
So we didn't get like any old person on Match of the Bay. You know, I've scouted you. I've seen what you've done. Now talk to me. You are a sport entertainment presenter as well, and you are also an Arsenal fan.
I am.
So why are you an Arsenal fan?
Right, so long story short, I'm one of four girls, okay? And my dad wanted a boy desperately. So he always tells me, the day I was born, he was devastated because he had no boy to go to football with him. And my dad is a diehard Arsenal fan, so... I got the call up to be the boy in the family, and that is how it all happened. He literally dragged me. He made me play football, not to what I wanted to do, but yeah, so I got to go to all the games with him, and that is how I am an Arsenal fan. Not by choice, by force, but as I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, you know what? Everyone always said to my dad that they felt sorry for him because he's got three girls.
Right.
Your dad's got four girls. But then I'm quite similar to that as well. So, although my older sister, she says that she's an Arsenal fan. She touches and goes whenever she wants. But no, my dad loves the fact now that I am so into my sport. He rings me up every Sunday and be like, oh, Em, did you see the game at the weekend? I was like, yes, Dad. We do exceptionally well, Watford, from behind. They have just got, and he just loves the fact that he can just chat shit with me. I'm like, I get you.
Have you got like the proper father-son conversations going on?
No,
you talk about sport and do you talk about driving? Like, oh, I had murder on the M1 today. Right? If you've got those two down, it's just a father-son relationship right there.
And the occasional sex talk as well. It's perfectly
fine. Nope,
you're
out of father-son talk straight away. Absolutely nothing else out of line of those two. Feelings? God, no.
Natalie, you actually have done a load of things on footballers' lives. You know, on YouTube, your videos as well. You've interviewed a lot of football players.
I really have. And you know what? they do look a bit dull from the outside, but believe me, some of the stuff that I found out about these players, this is why I fall in love with football even more, because they are characters, some of the players that I've interviewed. I honestly...
Really?
I've got gossip. Oh! I've got all the knowledge that everyone wants to know, but for right now, I'm keeping it to myself. I might...
Drop in a little bit every single week.
That's it, but...
Yeah, so who do you think is the one of the most interesting people to have interviewed?
I probably would say, I know it's going to sound a bit funny, but Ashley Young, he...
Now, he definitely does look dull from the outside.
Like, believe me, like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, when I was told you've got to go and interview Ashley Young, I was thinking a bit, oh, God. But... to my surprise, he gave me one of the best interviews.
No.
I swear to God, like, he is a character.
Tell me. Come on, tell us something.
Okay. I'll tell you a fun fact about Ashley Young. So he can't eat chips unless they are lined up in a straight line in size order.
In size order, in a straight line.
And I'm sitting here thinking, like, I'm not being funny. I never want to go to McDonald's with you because we'd be in there for an hour and a half. Your chips are going to get cold.
Exactly.
Like, sometimes your chips are cold anyway. Let alone if you're there sorting them.
That's it. Like, I'm not being funny. Who's got the time to do stuff like that? So he's, like I said, a character. Some weird facts, some fun facts, but he is a very food-orientated professional. I tell you that. Not what you would expect from a footballer. Like, he's got a whole sweet cupboard at his.
I thought, you know, I've heard that a lot of footballers, I've even, you know, been with a football player, dated a football player, and they are very, very healthy people.
Yeah, well, not all of them. Believe me, not all of
them. Could you imagine a sweet corner?
Yeah,
a cupboard.
Sweet cupboard and everything. Like,
did he ever say what his favourite sweets were?
No, but he was telling me that his favourite dish is like curry goat and rice, but like not a healthy version, like with mum's sauce. And you know your mum's version of all the oils and fat and
cream,
all this stuff. Like, so literally, he isn't the healthiest eater I've come across, but he definitely was one of the most interesting that I've spoken to, for sure.
So like I said, it's a new year. It's January. We've got transfers, a new face to Match of the Bay.
New signing.
New signing.
What squad number are you? That's the big one, isn't it? What squad number you are?
Number four. Nice. Yeah, that's it, number four.
I'll be number 69 only because that number haunts me everywhere. So right, now instead of it being a sexual number or something that haunts me, actually I looked it up and it's a sign of an angel. So
there you go.
I'm a freaking god, yeah?
That's it.
Anyways,
yeah.
Let's move on. You know, like, I want to like dive a little bit more into like these footballers' lives. Mm-hmm. Because surely, you know, even producer Mark, he admitted that he binged on mince pies.
Oh, gotcha.
He got a bit chub in his chops.
What?
Right?
I mean, let's be careful about how we're saying.
Okay, all right,
this.
Babes. Yeah. You said it last week.
I might use one chub, didn't use two chub.
Chub's just cute.
Oh, it was just chub, not chub. Chubs. All right. Just a bit chub.
Oh, come on, let me say it again. Chubs in the cheeks.
All right, moving on.
Anyways, so, you know, over the Christmas period, I get it, these footballers, they, you know, they've got a lot of training, but some of them actually stack it on a bit.
They do. They do.
So you've actually told me that some of these footballers go through extreme diets.
Yes, they do. And so I had a friend, which is not to be named because I'm not one of those people that are going to drop people in it, but he was a bit...
She has a friend. Which is a player.
A player.
So she's got inside gossip.
Yeah, so I've got inside gossip here, but he was... I wouldn't say fat. That's not a nice word, okay? But he was chunky. He was a bit of a chunky monkey.
Well stacked.
So, yeah, well stacked. There you go. That's the right word
well
for
stacked.
It. Yeah.
Big boned.
Yeah. God, yeah. Yeah. Big boned, I'd say. So he played for a top Premier League club, but they weren't having his size. Like, he was a bit overweight. Right. So he got sent to, I call it fat camp. I don't know what they call it in the sporting industry world, but he got sent actually to America to go
to fat camp.
Oh, like,
one time, a fat camp.
But that's true. There is actually fat camp in America.
There is a fat camp in America.
And he had to lose his weight.
He had to go and lose weight before he could even train. So he got sent to fat camp in Seattle, I think it was, to go on some extreme diets. Because they're like us at the end of the day. Yeah, they train every day, but... If you like, I like a bit of cake sometimes, don't get me wrong. He liked the whole cake.
Right, you're going to go out there now. You're going to fat camp before you can sign our squad.
That's it. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, I'm not being funny. I'd go. Mm. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if I'd stick to it, but I would go if it's for free and you get to... It looked quite nice. Like, it looked hot when he went and... All of this and that. But then he came back.
Biggest Loser.
Size.
You know, the American show. Yeah. Probably like that.
Yeah. Like, literally. But he came back and put on his weight again. So really, I don't know if it really works out. But at least he tried. He's a trier. I'll give him that. He's a trier. Yes.
Now, you also mentioned that Callum Chambers said that the Arsenal chef puts him on extreme diets.
Yes. And he also told me, because he doesn't know how to cook, okay? So the Arsenal chef, like, gives him the recipes and all this and that. And he, the Arsenal chef tends to go for a more vegan diet because I know Hector Bellerin.
Yeah. He's like, love it.
He loves it. He raves on about it.
Oh, mate, he's a preacher. Like, he doesn't rave on. Yeah, he preaches.
That's it. Like, he's one of those people that, like, go down your throat, vegan this, vegan that. I don't care. I don't want to know. Anyway.
Isn't that all vegans?
Yeah, like, literally. Like, you know when they go on and I'm just like, I'm going to go and eat a bit of chicken now.
No, you're really eat a bloody steak in your face.
It's not hard to know a vegan because they've already told you 10 times before you've even met them.
They might as well wear like badges that saying I'm a vegan and I'm all this.
It would be easier.
And like, realistically, I don't care. Okay. Because I like meat and that is it. I tried doing a vegan diet for one day. I was heaving everything that I ate, so I won't be doing that again.
It's just, you just get tired though.
It's boring.
Lacking protein.
Like beans.
That's why Hector Bellerin, actually, he looks like he's a bit...
He looks a bit tired. Like, I'm not being funny. Yeah. It might explain his dress sense a little bit because of what he's like.
Someone needs to explain it.
On that note, on his fashion sense...
Here we go. You bloody love Hector Bellerin.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, I like his fashion sense, but surely as a vegan now, they have to make sure they check the clothing to make sure that there's no, like... Are you allowed to wear wool? Or stuff like that. No, you can't.
No wool, no leather, anything. I'm going to actually go on his Instagram now and see if he's really following it.
He's just wearing plastic.
I'm telling you.
Linen. Wait, what's linen made out of?
So, yeah, he was telling me, Callum Chambers this was, that he literally gets all of his ingredients from HelloFresh because...
No.
Yeah, because he needs to learn how to cook as well as be an adult because I'm not being funny. How old is he now?
24.
Okay, really, you should learn how to cook by that age. Come on.
He is a guy.
Yeah, but come on. It's the 21st century now. Learn to cook. You ain't going to have a woman doing it for you. At the end of the day, yeah. So he was telling me that the Arsenal chef gives them all these recipes, but then obviously he has to put it all into HelloFresh so they get that guide and they get sent all their ingredients.
No. When you got that much, I think if I had that much money, I might just do HelloFresh.
Yeah, but if it's I had that much money, I would get a chef in my house. That's the first thing I would do.
He's put on weight, but in a good way. He's stocky now.
Yeah, he looks a bit like, look at those shoulders, babe.
He
looks a bit like manly
now. Look at those shoulders.
I know. And I'm looking at him thinking, oh, all right then. Like, you've put on a bit of weight. You look good. Been in the gym.
So, on Sunday night, we got to experience one of the best football matches of the Premier League this season. Tottenham Hotspur versus Manchester United. Now, it was a tough game. Did you watch it, Mark?
I did not on Sunday, actually, because this is genuinely true. I was going to go to the pub and watch it. And I fell asleep on my sofa.
Oh my God, that's the mince pies taking a toll on you, I tell you.
Living the wildlife, people, oh yeah.
And this was Mark on the Saturday night as well. So Sunday night you fell asleep and Saturday night you took a picture of you getting into a bath. Who are you?
I've changed.
You're living your best life.
I'm living my best life, yeah.
That is it.
A bath was the only thing that could get away the pain of Newcastle losing again this weekend.
It was against Chelsea, but they did score one goal, so you should be happy.
Well, yeah, actually, and we played fairly well.
Yeah, but I mean,
that means fuck all because it's worth no points.
Are you back in the relegation zone now?
Yes, it's okay, babes.
Don't worry.
It's fine. Cardiff this weekend.
Oh, you got this.
We got this.
You've got a game to be excited about. You can actually beat Cardiff.
Last time we played them, We drew 0-0 at Cardiff and missed an 89th minute penalty. So,
oh Jesus,
signs are high, people. Come
oh
on.
God. So the game at the weekend, Manchester United won 1-0. Paul Pogba assisted and Marcus Rashford scored. That guy is incredible, though. At the moment, Marcus Rashford.
He is.
But the man of the match. Come on, we have to talk about David De Gea, the goalkeeper. He had 11 shots on target and not one conceded. Yeah. Has he got a sixth sense?
I mean, he's incredible, isn't he?
I'm pretty sure he's Stretch Armstrong because I'm not being...
Stretch Armstrong?
He doesn't look that tall, but I'm telling you, I was watching it. His arm literally just stretched out even further than what he even looks like he's capable of.
Mate.
He's unreal. He is unreal.
And it was funny because a couple of these goalies got in contact, right, and after the game and tweeted. Mm-hmm. Ben Foster, Watford's goalkeeper, in David De Gea's defence was just like, I know people were saying that all the shots were at him, that's why he caught it, blah, blah, blah. But he was in the right place at the right time to defend the ball.
That's it.
On the other side, whereas I thought all these goalkeepers were come together and join force and, you know, in excellence, Peter Cech, Arsenal goalie, which actually is now going to retire,
yep,
sadly,
yep,
at the end of the
sad
season, threw some shade tweet of the statistics saying that he's still the best goalkeeper.
Honestly, that is what you call being bitter, isn't it? Really? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I think it's funny.
It is funny, but that is just pure bitter behaviour.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not being funny. Congratulate the geezer, for God's sake. He had a good game.
He's like, I'm retiring now, but you know what, guys?
Yeah, he's thinking, you know what?
And he said, you know, there's still a long way to go for David De Gea to take him over. Look,
oh,
he's a lot younger as well.
I say he's got a lot of time.
Especially.
I mean, let's say David De Gea is in that conversation as one of the best Man United keepers of all time.
For sure.
And this is a team who have had Peter Schmeichel,
yeah,
Edwin van der Sar. Like, they've had some incredible keepers.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, the last 20, 25 years.
Mm. Mm.
I think there was a lot of amusing tweets around this game.
Yes.
Okay, Luke Shaw, I've got to speak to him because he seems like, you look at him and you just think he's a straight, like, cardboard box sort of thing.
That's it.
But the stuff that comes out on Twitter, he's absolutely bloody hilarious. He put up a picture of an illustration of David De Gea, and it was... like, you know, on a shop front where you pull down the shutters.
Yes.
And it said, sorry, close for Sunday.
Yes.
And I was like, yes. Yeah.
He's one of them ones. I reckon that Luke Shaw, he's proper quiet, but then he's got that dry sense of humour. Like, he would just be sat there, not respond to anything, and just come out with these, like,
yeah,
one-liners. Like,
yeah,
he is. I like him. I really do like Luke Shaw.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course.
I think he's the one that assesses everything, analyses.
He's one that just keeps quiet, watches everything, and he'll come out.
Yeah.
You just say that one liner and you're like, Jesus Christ.
You've got it. But massive celebration to David De Gea, though. I'm sorry, he was incredible at the weekend.
It's
definitely, that game, I think, will definitely go down in history. But also, a couple of tweets that I saw as well, someone was just like, oh, Paul Pogba really hated Mourinho then.
Yeah.
It's funny now he's got his mojo back.
Yeah, but do you know what? The headlines don't lie. There's always something behind them. And Mourinho made it quite clear that he didn't like half of his squad because he went into the press and said, God knows what. So I think, again, Pogba's thinking, well, do you know what? I don't like you. I'm not going to go and give 100%. And when you do get sacked, you watch me get back to my top standards now. And that's exactly what he's done.
I think he's just turned around and was just like, fuck you guys.
That's it. That is it. Fuck you, Mourinho. Now watch me.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think it's a little bit that if I was a Man U fan, I would be really pissed off with Paul Pogba.
Yeah.
Because Man U have got to do something incredible to make the Champions League this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, six wins in a row, they're definitely on their way. But...
Oh, sorry, before you interrupt, can I just also say that Watford FC is just below Manchester United? Did you know that?
That means they're right by
below
Arsenal.
I mean, we are also just below if you ignore the massive gap.
Sorry, I just had to do that.
You had to throw that one in.
You're... Carry on, as you were saying. I know they've got to do something incredible.
But yeah, I would be pissed off if I was a Man U fan.
Yeah.
Because Paul Pogba basically said when Mourinho was there, I'm not fucking playing for you.
No.
Which meant that they had an awful start to the season. Mourinho gets sacked. Man U are massively down the table. Mm.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, Paul Pogba's an incredible player. But wouldn't you be pissed off as a fan if you're hang on a second, why weren't you playing for the start of
why
the season?
Why do we have to suffer?
Yeah, we have to suffer to get through that. We're now worse off.
Yeah.
You just decided, I get paid more than him, I'm more important, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. No, I know. I would be as well. I would be.
And it's also proven, you know, we've discussed about this before, that Paul Pogba is bigger than Manchester United in a really weird way. Yeah.
Look, I'm one of these fans that will always say there is no player bigger than the club. But there's some cases that are proven to literally wipe out my statement. Like, he is unreal. Pogba is unreal.
Yeah.
But
now he is. Like, you can really see him shine now.
You can see it. I don't know whether it's because he's so angry and he's letting it all out in the field in a positive way.
Do you think after Mourinho went, he then had pressure on it. He put pressure on himself to be like, okay, Mourinho's gone. I've got to show my stuff. Otherwise, I'm going to have hell run down on me. Yeah. You know, and the press go in at him.
Yeah.
Now he's like be seen as the godchild.
That's
because
it.
Mourinho's gone. Pogba's there in the mix being like incredible. And they're like, oh, so it was Mourinho. Mourinho can take the blame.
When
actually, come on now. You were a knob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, it is true. But then you've got to think of it on the other side. Like, was Mourinho that bad in behind closed doors? Because in front of the press and everything, he was bad. Like, honestly,
it was like three.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, I was like, yeah, we get it.
Like, we understand. It's not about you. Sit down and pipe down. But if it was that bad in front of everyone, imagine how bad he was behind the scenes. So could it be him sort of lowering his confidence, and maybe that could be another reason why? Or it could be Pogba being a brat and saying, I'm not playing, which is more likely.
I get a feeling it's a bit of this, a bit of that.
Yeah, it might. We'll say 50-50.
I think it's one of those, as soon as Mourinho loses the dressing room, you can't control it.
No.
Pogba's in charge of that dressing room, not Mourinho.
And he's also got such powers over the other football players as well.
Yeah.
If you see videos, Pogba, like, you know, there was that video that went a little bit viral where, was it Phil Jones? It is Phil Jones that plays for Man U.
Yeah.
He missed the penalty against, was it Derby? It was one of the matches, and he was the only, anyways, Paul Pogba and Luke Shaw were in the box, and Pogba showed the video of him laughing, Luke Shaw laughing, and it just, people were just like, are they laughing at their own teammates?
Yeah.
The fact that Phil Jones missed the penalty. It was like things like that. Like, you can see he just has the control over these other players.
Well, the personality on him, really, I don't think there's much of a competition there, to be quite honest with you. He's so, like, him and I would say Jesse Lingard, those two, if you're in a room with them, that you either get a migraine or you're laughing constantly, because they're just so loud. They've got such an influence. And I'm not being funny. Players like that can control the whole room.
Of course they can.
So
you can kind of understand why Sir Alex Ferguson got rid of Pogba originally.
Yes.
I mean, you can't imagine
Paul
Pogba doing this under Sir Alex Ferguson.
Oh, my.
It would never happen.
He's the guy that threw a boot at David Beckham.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
He has just got no chill. So I really don't think he would be tolerating poor Pogba. I really don't.
No. But and you can kind of see why that, like, everyone's like, oh, why did Man U get rid of Paul Pogba originally?
Because if he's acting like that, Alex Ferguson ain't, he's not having it.
He's a brat. Alex Ferguson goes, no, no one's bigger than me. No one's bigger than the club.
Sasha.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Done this for a couple of weeks, but we're going to reintroduce it back to Matt to the Bay, having a look at what's behind the headlines. So starting off in Lad Bible, the headline says, what Mia Khalifa did to the Arsenal midfielder Matteo Guendouzi during the game is going viral. Now, let me just tell you who this Mia Khalifa is.
I need a background check of this girl. Okay, who is she?
Mia Khalifa is a social media star. Okay, she is a self-proclaimed sports entertainment presenter. She's got millions of followers on her social media. Oh, and she used to be Pornhub's number one.
Oh, right, okay. And now that makes there's the millions, that's where they come from.
There we go. Okay. Yeah, number one. So there was a tweet that she posted after after the Arsenal West Ham game, which you watched it, obviously.
I did.
Was it a good game?
No, it was not.
It was terrible.
It was a terrible game, and I'm trying to raise that.
What was the score again?
We lost 1-0.
1-0. So yeah. Mia Khalifa is now saying that she says in one of her social media videos that she's now going to, because obviously Americans call football things soccer. She's like, oh, so now we're actually going to call it football and American football, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, so in one of the videos that she did, she was running through the tunnel the wrong way, like an absolute tit, right?
Right.
She is now apparently supporting West Ham United, quite funny. They must have so much money to throw at her.
I was about to say,
So she said, I watched Green Street Hooligans when I was young, and ever since then, I've loved West Ham.
Oh, right.
What a load of bullshit.
That's what you actually go off of to support a team. You watch Green Street.
And guess this is the tweet that she said, fucking pussy Matteo Guendouzi, I've seen you go down more in this match than I have in 2014.
Jesus Christ.
The thing is, she's
what? She's owning it though, people.
Yeah.
She's got history with this as well. Like, she does it to loads of American footballers.
Right.
Or loads of American
sports
stars.
What, go down on them?
No.
Okay. I was about to say.
No. I mean, probably.
Maybe. But, do you know what? It's a possibility.
Have you seen her tits in that picture? I'm sorry. That is like something but tacky dress. Like, it's just boob and it's pushed up. And she's just, no. She's just, no. I don't even know, understand why she's number one in Pornhub, because I wouldn't if I was a guy.
No, not really. I saw a picture of her and I'm just thinking, who is she? And
tacky darlings.
Listen,
tacky.
I'm all for a bit of plastic surgery. Don't get me wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I think her tits are real, you know?
No way, they're not real. And I don't care what she said. I don't care what she says, they're not real. Believe me, I can tell.
I'm the one that's touching the chest right now.
I can tell. I can tell.
The sight there.
I can tell. And they are not real. Even if she claims that they are, I can tell you that they're not. And she maybe needs to find a new surgeon, not throwing shade or anything.
Burn!
Sorry.
In one of the tweets it says, first day of filming in London was smashing. Can't wait to announce what I've been working on. Premier League. Fuck your ref.
Oh.
Fuck your ref.
Fuck, no, it could be fuck your ref, though. Literally, it could be...
Fuck your ref. Mm. Fuck you, ref.
Right.
Okay, darlings.
Well, we can take that in any way, shape, or form.
We bring class to the Premier League.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to the Mail Online. PSG star hits the beach. Neymar in very tight pair of trunks. This picture. Have you seen it?
I've seen the picture.
I mean, I didn't realise how big his legs are.
Yeah.
Or maybe the shorts are just so short.
I think the shorts are very, very short.
He may as well just wear a freaking thong.
Yeah, like literally, I think maybe next warm weather training they go to, it might actually get to that, because that is the next level. That's how tight these shorts are.
Why not wear buddy smugglers?
Yeah, but I just...
I mean, there's many answers to that.
Yeah.
Just don't generally wear budgie smugglers.
I tell you what, he must be really proud of his package if he wants to show it off as much as he does.
Clearly.
Thing is, it's a very like Brazilian thing and very European thing. If you think when you go to Brazilian beaches and European beaches, there are just a lot of men dressed like that.
There are, but
whereas
it doesn't
Brits
make
are
it
very much.
It doesn't
not.
Make it acceptable, does it?
Like, oh God, no.
I'm sorry, that's just one thing that I can't bear to look at. Like,
no. I just don't get it.
No.
Could you imagine? Right. So there was, what was it? It was They played a game in Spain and then they had to go over... I'm talking about the England team here.
Okay.
And they had to play in Spain. This is for the UEFA Nations League. And then they had to go over to Croatia. So they went over to Croatia and they had like a couple of days just to chill before the next match. And, you know, they were there on the beach having a nice time, relaxing in their shorts. Could you imagine? Can you just 1 second, please? Imagine if they were all wearing... Budgie smugglers. Harry Kane, well tall with his tie. Could you imagine those legs coming out of it? Be like legs up to your armpits and a tiny little thing.
Could you imagine the headlines over here though? Jokes. That's probably why they haven't done it.
Jordan Pickford.
Oh, Jesus.
Raven.
Christ.
Raven on the bum.
Just Harry Maguire with a Harry face Maguire. Bigger than, the little budgie
God.
Smugglers he's wearing.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Jesus.
Oh, it's like a cartoon.
No.
Things in life I do not need. That's just been added to the list.
No, yeah. I don't really want to be seeing Harry Maguire wearing tight little shorts like that.
Mate, I would love just to see what it looked like.
Can you
and
imagine?
Then you can have a mental image in your head the old
time.
Do you really want that?
Don't know. I'm really not too sure about that. But that is just one thing. Neymar, I understand you can get away with most things. Believe me.
Yeah, Neymar.
You've earned the respect. However.
Calm it down, darling.
However, you can't pull that off. No one can pull that off. Not even you, Neymar. So honestly, enough of that.
You know what I think is quite funny? It's like, because their legs are so big as football players.
Yeah.
It's like world champion bikini, you know, competition where
yes.
you have like these muscle builders and they wear tiny and the legs, because the legs are so big,
it just
looks so funny.
Yeah,
it's just
no,
like,
I'm not for that
it?
Look.
It's
I'm
like,
not. Not all of them have got big legs though. Some of them have got little tiny little, haven't hit puberty yet.
Love
so
it.
I had
Love
to.
It.
But
Love
some
it.
Of them do look, you look at them and I think your legs are going to snap in half. Like honestly, these little matchsticks running around. I'm thinking, slow down. You're going to fall over because your legs are way too small for it. Like honestly. So, to all footballers out there, please do not wear those tight little shorts, especially the skinny ones, because you're going to look ridiculous. Okay? End of discussion.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Great addition to Match of the Bay. Next week, are you ready, Ruck? There's going to be so many, like, pheromones in the air.
Oh, wow.
Next week, we have got the final sign-in to Match of the Bay. So please like, share Match of the Bay. Hope you like the new facelift of Match of the Bay. Until next week, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Natalie.
Thank you for having
Adios, me. Adios, amigos.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.